Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Yeah.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
My name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. Hello and welcome to Communities Live right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad? It's been a couple of weeks.
I'm okay, still a little ill, so yeah. Apologies for any coughing that you might hear.
Oh,
I'm
don't worry about it.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's been a decent week. Got a lot of hard work with the new job, but yeah. All worth it.
Good, cool.
And I understand they'll be listening in the office right now, so hello, Olsen and Baker.
Cool.
We thought we'd start off with good reason with these two songs, with Oasis Rock and Roll Star and Iron Maiden's A Trooper, for a very good reason, as I say.
Yeah.
They are two of the many inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
As announced just the other day, actually.
I'm surprised they're not already in it.
Iron Maiden's long overdue, I think. They've been going for that long, and yeah, long overdue. I think Oasis deserve it too. Made it to the States finally. They're really big in the States now. Never used to be, but as of recent times, they are made it in the States, so why not induct them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, eh?
Definitely.
But we do have a long, long list this year. We're going to try and play a lot of the songs. We might not get through all of them, but we'll do our best.
Okay.
We're going to jump in again very shortly with a man who's technically already been inducted with his band.
Okay.
I am talking about the great Phil Collins.
Ah.
He was inducted with Genesis in 2010, so 16 years later, he's back.
Finally, yeah.
And this next song, if you grew up in the 2000s and you like Cadbury's chocolate, you might remember a certain advert
with the gorilla.
With a gorilla,
yeah.
Doing a certain drum solo.
Yeah.
If you're a little bit older and you've watched the first Hangover film, You might remember this scene with Mike Tyson featuring this song too.
I remember.
A really, really funny scene, so I'd recommend watching it. But we are going to jump straight back in, and we're going to go with Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. Thank you.
boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Phil Collins with In the Air Tonight here on Communities Live. As I mentioned, that iconic drum solo, right towards the end, unfortunately, it gives us a bit of time to wait.
Yeah.
But it's possibly I think it's the best part of the song.
It is. It's
featured in many commercials or adverts and film and TV.
Yeah.
I think that Cadbury advert actually won Advert of the Year that year in 2007. Nearly 20 years ago.
Wow. Old.
Cadbury actually approached him. I remember the story when he got interviewed about it. They actually approached him, can we use this? And we're going to get a gorilla to play the drums. And then he was like, yeah, just use it. As I say, a two-time inductee, or soon to be two-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as with Genesis and just as a solo artist. I think there's another long overdue as a solo. I'm surprised he didn't get solo before Genesis, actually. But then again, Genesis are just as good.
Yeah.
He was fantastic in Genesis. A long, long list still to go. There is a bit of a unique one this year. It's two artists combined into one, for very good reason. We are going with Joy Division and New Order. If you don't know, New Order were formed after Joy Division, after the unfortunate passing of Ian Curtis in the early 80s. They went on to form New Order, who have had many good songs. Joy Division also had many good songs too, but unfortunately they were short-lived with the untimely passing. In the UK, they're especially iconic. However, New Order, especially in the US, have made it because they've also been featured in a lot of stuff. If you've watched American Psycho, you might remember one of the songs being used there. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I want you to watch it instead of me just spoiling everything, because I don't like spoiling things. Like, really. I try not to, but it sometimes slips out. But this time I will just keep quiet, you know. Hush, hush. We are going to jump back into music. We are going to try and get through as many songs today as I say.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make poor Brad suffer with this cough. You know, I'm not that person. We do hope you get well soon, though, Brad, and back to 100%, because we've got many more good shows to come, no doubt. But we are going to start off with Joy Division, in the order, as it says on the inductee list, and they were the first, so I suppose it's appropriate that I play them first. We're going to go with Love Will Tear Us Apart again. If you're a football fan, you might know this song because it's heard quite a lot from multiple clubs. I don't think I can repeat some of the chants because I don't want to upset football fans, and I think some of them's got a bit of explicit language, we do not say that on radio.
Not on radio.
No, I don't want to tell enough from Chris, so I'm going to be sensible, but we are going to go with Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart again.
I'm not afraid.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Joy Division and New Order there with Love Will Tear Us Apart and Blue Monday. Two very different, despite the fact that it's most of the band members still, I think Ian Curtis's vocals make...
Yeah.
So like, there's a complete like difference. I mean, there was a journalist called John Savage who described Ian Curtis's lyrics as the underlying reality of a society in turmoil.
Right, okay.
That's quite a statement.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, Joy Division not being around for too long, only lasting a mere 4 years in existence before tragedy struck.
Not long at all.
No, that's... There's a few bands who've not lasted very long, who've still made their name. I mean, Led Zeppelin didn't last that long.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think about 12 years around, and they've still got the impact today.
Yeah.
Many more that I could name, but we've only got about half an hour left. And we've got plenty more music to play and some discussion about what we call rock and roll. My favourite genre of music, by far.
Yeah,
although it does split into different genres. Rock music's not just one thing. You've got... It's like a branch. It's like a tree branch.
A massive tree
where there's tons of branches. Some brand new branches that's coming into existence in the last few years. Others that have been around for years.
Yeah.
I think heavy metal's something in common we have, definitely. Yeah. That's why we also played Iron Maiden at the start of the show, just to show. And not forgetting a couple of weeks ago when I found out Bruce Dickinson was educated right here in Sheffield.
He's
a Sheffield lad at heart.
He is.
Unfortunately, didn't keep a northern accent because he's travelled around a bit. And then look where he is now.
I know, yeah.
Became the lead singer of one of the most famous metal bands in the world.
Yeah.
I think Iron Maiden, though, I think they're... bigger than ever, I think. Merchandise-wise, anyways. I know they don't put too much new music out. They're still actively tour, though.
Yeah.
Plenty of times. But everywhere I look, no matter where I go out, there's at least one Iron Maiden jacket, shirt, piece of merchandise.
They're just so popular, aren't they?
I didn't realise how popular they actually were. I knew they were popular, but not, like, this popular.
Yeah.
And... you see plenty of... and everyone who we've played so far, I think Oasis are very common, merchandise-wise. I won't forget when the tour was on just last year, the amount of Oasis shirts I saw on one screen. Starting off in the UK, then eventually going around the world.
Yeah.
And there's a rumour going around that there's going to be some more concerts coming Oasis. So we can only hope for the best. Because I was a bit gutted that I couldn't see them last time, but I've never seen Ticketmaster so busy for anything, ever.
I imagine ticket prices were stupid money.
I can't remember the prices exactly off the top of my head, but I know they were
quite a lot.
They were quite a lot, yeah. But... the queue in Ticketmaster, I've never seen anything like it.
I know, yeah.
I think we spent about 3 hours in the queue, only realising that tickets are sold out hours ago. Mm. I don't know why it kept us in, though, because usually Ticketmaster just says, sorry, this event is sold out. Mm. Please try and find other tickets. Yeah.
I bet there are a lot of scalpers, like...
I imagine so.
Like bulk buying and selling off for a lot like more money.
I imagine so. There always is with music concerts, no matter who you see, especially all the big names around the world. The next inductee who we've got on the list, very popular in the 80s, this man was. Still is now. I think he recently celebrated his birthday as well.
Oh, really?
If you look at an image of this man, it strikes 80s rock.
Yeah.
Straight away, bleached blonde hair, leather jacket. He still looks the same now, actually. He's hardly aged. If you don't know who I'm talking about, it is the one and only Billy Idol.
Yeah.
He is an idol for many people out there.
Yeah.
As I said, he's not changed at all. He's been in media a few times the last few years.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him here and about. I'm not sure he doesn't do any concerts now.
I think I saw him in a TV advert about a year or two ago. I can't remember what it was, but I saw him in. But it was some advert on TV that I saw him on.
Yeah, he's. I think I know which one you mean. So many adverts I watch, I can't keep track of.
Yeah.
Just the Cadbury's one from earlier, that's a core memory.
Yeah.
Forever will be. The next song is usually split into parts. It's a bit like Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. One part's more famous than the other.
Yeah, there's like three parts.
But part two's the most famous. This one's part one, this famous one. And the weather's a bit nice outside, isn't it?
It is. Today.
I would say it's a nice day for a white wedding.
Yeah.
Start The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Billy Idol with White Wedding there, here on Communities Live. We actually found out just after the show, after the song just got played, it was actually featured in a certain Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer, and Idol actually made a cameo appearance.
Yeah, towards the end, yeah.
Drinking some champagne, yeah. As you do. The background or inspiration for that song was actually inspired by Idol's sister and her wedding.
Oh, really?
Commonly known as a shotgun wedding. If you are getting married, any of our listeners getting married, please check with your partners first before playing that, because it isn't what you think it is. It's not a perfect white wedding song, but it is about a wedding, just not what you expect.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a different song coming up next, and another inductee by the name of Sade.
Okay.
Who will be inducted with herself and her bandmates. Very big in the 80s too. Being from a Nigerian heritage into Britain, with a certain, like, it's like a sort of jazzish genre. Even though it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they do branch out to different genres too, which is good. The next song, there was a remix of it a few years ago, which I've heard quite a lot, and if you're a Formula One fan, you might know a certain driver called Carlos Sainz, whose nickname is shared with the name of this song, and is commonly played over montages of him driving. It's always fun to watch, especially on TikTok. And we are going to go straight in with Smooth Operator.
Love a boy.
Sade there with Smooth Operator, or Sade Adu as her full name is, here on Communities Live. I can see with the jazz thing, as described on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, with a career spanning four decades, Sade have blended jazz, soul and R&B to create a sound. That is great.
It is.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of jazz music. I do like listening to jazz music when I can. There's so many good instruments in jazz music, isn't there? Saxophone included. Who doesn't like a good saxophone? And whilst I remember, we should give a little birthday shout out to our very own Lewis, who celebrated his birthday just yesterday.
Happy
birthday, Lewis, if you're listening. We hope to see you next week, where we might give you a little bit of a belated celebration just to be nice. We would have done it today, but unfortunately Lewis couldn't be with us with other commitments. But happy birthday, Lewis. And thought we'd talk a little bit. We've not got too long left of the show.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been around for 40 years now, the first one being in 1986, where we had the likes of Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley and Little Richard, just to name a couple.
Yeah.
And it's just grown and grown and grown. Each year, a new artist or who've been in a band who's been inducted twice, like Collins. And I'm trying to remember any iconic performances at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know Rush did a performance in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Rush, a band who I'm going to see next year in Manchester. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Looking forward to that one. I do have some concerts coming up. Do you have any that you're performing or watching?
Nothing.
Nothing. I've got a Eagles tribute band coming up next month, called the Illegal Eagles. From what I've seen, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Although I would like to see the actual Eagles too.
Yeah.
Which was annoying in Las Vegas last year, because the day after I arrived there, they'd stopped. They'd had a little break from doing the thing at the Sphere. And I just missed them by a day. Which was also announced that the Scorpions will be in residency towards the end of this year as well. And I'm not going to Vegas this year. And another band who I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, never mind.
So many
good bands playing. U2 opening the Sphere a couple of years ago when it first opened. Never seen before structure like that. Always fun to see it out your window when you're at your hotel.
Yeah.
Right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, back to that. Who would you like to see if in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Unless they've been inducted, because there's been that many names.
There was a couple that came to mind instantly, but then I thought they might have already been inducted already. I feel like Black Sabbath are already in there, I think.
I'd be surprised if they're not.
And Metallica, I think, might be already in there, I think. Because they're like two bands that I'm big on. I'm not sure if Alice in Chains are in there or not.
Black Sabbath were inducted in 2006.
Yeah.
20 years ago. I don't know how that wasn't sooner either.
Yeah.
Since they'd already hit the ground running years and years back.
So like godfathers of metal, they are.
The founding fathers.
Yeah.
And I think Ozzy Osbourne's face will firmly fit on an heavy metal Mount Rushmore.
Definitely.
I don't know who else I'd have there, because I was torn between a few of them.
Bruce Dickinson, I think, should be up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Dio should be up there.
He was also in Black Sabbath as well at a point.
Yeah. And also had his band appropriately named Dio.
Yeah.
It gets confusing when you're talking about Dio, like the band or the singer.
Yeah.
The fourth one, I would say Lemmy up there, personally for me.
Yeah.
However, I am torn between putting James Hetfield up there too.
I think all of them should be, all of those.
Can we make like a duplicate Mount Rushmore where we've just got like eight people instead of just four?
Yeah.
Just solve all our problems.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that happen.
Cool.
That's something for anyone who uses AI to mess about with, or professionally. ChatGPT, for example.
Yeah.
Go on there and see what the outcome is. I think I might try that at home. Just mess about with, put these four people on a Mount Rushmore or something and see what the result is. Although ChatGPT sometimes can put some funny images on, like not what you're hoping for. So, Metallica, I'll be surprised if they're not in either.
I feel like they are, but I can't remember if they are or not.
2009.
I thought so. I thought they were in. Yeah.
That was a long time ago now. 2009.
Yeah. Almost 20 years.
Oh God. So 2009, Metallica. Of course, Metallica coming back in recent years with their music featured on many things. We're not forgetting the Guitar Hero edition.
Yeah.
Brad's favourite Guitar Hero, remember correctly.
I wish I still had it.
I wonder if any game shops will have it, like a second hand, like CEX or something.
I imagine they'd have it.
Yeah,
the only problem is my 360 doesn't work, my Xbox 360, so I can't really play it unless I get another one that works.
Yeah, I don't know what the prices are like for second-hand ones these days. Maybe a while ago you might have got away with a decent price. You'd have to check yourself.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the Metallica one. I only had the standard ones. Of course, Legends of Rock was my favourite one, the third one.
It was same for me as well. That's
like top tier, never get knocked off the top, I don't think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, World Tour wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't.
It's not a terrible game, but I think because World Tour set the bar, and it's never like mounted above that.
Yeah, definitely.
No. I don't know if we'll see any future. I wish to bring Guitar Hero back like it's regular. We see like spin-off games.
There was one for the Xbox One PS4 generation, but I don't think they've done anything else since, apart from maybe Fortnite have done something similar.
I think it might be a PC game. I see people on social media like playing it, and they always like put it over like full films.
Yeah.
Like there was a guy from America who was put on TikTok streaming, and then he playing, it was the same format as Guitar Hero, like the Rose.
Yeah.
Playing the whole, over the whole of School of Rock.
Oh, really?
Great when the music scenes hit.
Yeah.
And the end credits featuring AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top.
Yeah.
Which we never hear much now, honouring the late great Bon Scott.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Guitar Hero make a return.
So would like, I.
And it's sort of original, not bang on original format, but like a slightly modernised version.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic. But we are at the end of the show, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I always hate this bit of the show. That's the only bit of the show I hate. Just ending it.
I know. Time always flies when we're here.
Time always flies indeed. But we should be back next week with more great content and hopefully a full table.
Hopefully.
Because we haven't had too many shows, just the four of us, since I came back from what I was doing a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And a full table is always good. We still have more spaces, though. It's not just the four of us. There's plenty of spaces on this very large table.
Yeah.
We always welcome new ideas, bringing new ideas, whether it's about gaming, gaming, video games, films, TV, music, anything you like. We are more than happy for you to bring your ideas to the table. And if you want to get involved, you can contact our producer, Chris, at chrissinelli89@gmail.com. And I'm sure there is information on the website too. That's how we got involved anyways. But Brad, thank you for joining me. I know it's not been the easiest with this cough.
Yeah.
I didn't want to torture you by making you talk too much.
That's fine. Sorry for anyone who might have heard me coughing in the background.
No, it can't be helped. We are going to end the show with another inductee into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And what a voice this man has.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, gone too soon, another one. So I hope they honour him at the show. And we are going to go with Luther Vandross with Never Too Much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon. I don't want nobody else to ever love.
love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that I see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh my love, a thousand kisses from you is never too much. I just don't wanna stop. Oh my love, a million days in your arms is never too much. I just don't wanna stop.
Too much, never too much, never too much, never too much.
Just to get me started, I called you up but you weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Open the door up and to my...